In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank God the centurion came into our lives through the gospel, because in that very short moment with Jesus, he taught us so much about how to go before God in intercession. And as we know very well, intercession, praying for others, is one of the most important components of our prayer life. Among praise and thanksgiving and asking God for forgiveness, intercession is something that we are all called to do as brothers and sisters in Christ for our brothers and sisters throughout the world. The centurion does three things that makes Jesus say, in no uncertain terms, that he has never seen faith like this, that this man's faith is so powerful that it touched Jesus' heart deeply. And we know the result of the centurion's asking God through Jesus Christ, who is God, to heal his servant. The first thing that he had was humility. Lord, I'm not worthy to come under your roof, but just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. This humility, this, you know, Lord, I cannot do this, but you can. But I'm not worthy because I'm in the midst and in the presence of someone who is beyond human. Although Jesus is human, the centurion sees something beyond that, seeing the Godhead in Christ at that moment. The second thing he has is the grace of trust in God's word. He said, just say the word and my servant shall be healed. Just say the word. That kind of trust is what our Lord calls us to do in our prayer life. That trust that Jesus can say his word and healing takes place. Restoration takes place. Transformation takes place. It's an amazing thing what the Lord does. In a very real way, as the centurion is in Jesus' presence, he is seeing something beyond comprehension. He is seeing something that is, in a very real sense, of God. And the third is putting himself under authority. The centurion mentions, you know, that as he is under authority, as being a military man, he is also an authority figure over those who are under him in the chain of command. And he says, when I command, they do it. In a very real sense, when my superiors tell me to do something, I do it. And he's saying to Jesus, I believe that you have authority over everything. You have authority over illness. You have authority over suffering and pain. You have authority over any calamities that we may take experience. You have power to heal in those situations. As we know, God never wills evil. He never wills evil. God always wills for the good out of love for us. It's a complete heresy to say that God wills things that are ultimately evil. He does not will evil. And I think that has crept in sometimes. And that totally blasphemes God in his love and goodness. But the centurion saw something in Jesus that said, no, God does not will evil. He did not will this. He wills healing. And even when we suffer, and when we watch others suffer, and we want them to be well, the encounter with the centurion teaches us that in that very, in a sense, evil of pain and suffering and all the tragedies of our world, all the things that are disturbing and heart-wrenching, our Lord has the power to transform these in his power to make them into good. And sometimes we have to just trust God in this. Sometimes our prayer could be, Lord, I don't know what you're up to, but I have to trust you in this. But I do know that you will restore something. You are working in with love and power and strength to to transform whatever I'm experiencing, or my loved ones are experiencing, or the world is experiencing, and you are there in your power to transform things through your love and by your love, more often than not, into love. And so the centurion today gift to us his witness, and it's interesting that his witness is so simple. He wasn't talking fancy like the Pharisees or the scribes or the priests. He spoke in very simple language, very simple faith, but that very simplicity touched Jesus' heart. And we know that it is always humility that touches Jesus' heart. That's the key. And so one of the things we can pray for is that increase of faith that the centurion had, that we may grow in that faith, and that even when we are having doubts, when we are up against it in wonder and sometimes distress, we can ask the Lord once again, Lord, help me see this as you see it. I don't know what to do, but I know that you are powerful, but I don't see it now, but I trust you. And if I don't trust you, help me trust you. And through my faith, help me to realize that you are God of all and in all. And if I am lacking faith at this moment, Lord, teach me to deepen my faith. Help me in my faith. And we know that faith is not something willed. It's the grace of God. And all we do is we go before the Lord as we try to live his commandments. And we realize more often than not, we come up short. And in that humility, we go before the Lord and he does wondrous things for us through our very humility. That he can and we can't, but he can in his power, in his love, in his strength, and his tremendous compassion for us. And so let us commend ourselves now, our body, our minds, our spirits, to the love of God, that he will continue to transform us and to bring us closer to him, which he always is. He's always closer to us than we are to ourselves. And that he will once again let us know how much we are loved, and that from there we can love others through our gift of prayer for others. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.